Hello and welcome to Hacker Public Radio. My name's Mike Hingley, and in this episode I'm going to be talking about genealogy. So I've been studying my family tree since the end of 2011. We got hold of a partial family tree from one of the air hunter companies, and I've been trying to fill in the blanks, because locally there was a company called Hingleys and Netherton, and they're famous for making the anchors and chain for the Titanic. So I've been wondering if I am somehow related to those Hingleys. And there's quite a number of cool ways we can use technology and software to actually fill in those blanks. So we're going to need some way to store our family tree, and there's a couple of solutions for that. I'm currently using ancestry.co.uk, but there is a really cool program called Gramps, which is available in most repositories. It's definitely available under Ubuntu. You can get it to work on Macintosh, Windows and Linux, and you can download it from gramps-project.org. I'm using Ancestry because I happen to have a free trial at the moment for 6 months, so I'm using that. But you can extract from Ancestry and upload into Gramps, so I'm taking advantage of that Ancestry backend to do the research for me. Ancestry is able to link your tree with other family trees that are also using Ancestry, as well as other data sources such as FreeBMD and census records. So I'm using that to flesh out my tree as much as possible. Then I'll be exporting it and importing it into Gramps to maintain it going forward. So that's ancestry.co.uk and gramps-project.org. Ancestry itself uses a couple of web services and websites to provide its data. So here in the UK, it uses information available on sites such as FreeBMD. So there's a website called freebmd.org.uk, which is a volunteer-based project to transcribe some of the government records. Since the registration of marriages became a legal requirement, there's been a government records office which is storing information about what marriages and births and deaths have taken place, and all the certificates and records that are stored centrally. They can also be stored at a parish level, but the freebmd.org.uk project attempts and is aiming to transcribe all of those so they can become searchable, and that's what Ancestry uses to provide some of its research material. In addition, there's another web project called ukbmd.org.uk, which contains, it's a project to transcribe all of the parish registers. So how do we use this in practice? Well, I filled in what I knew of my family tree on Ancestry, and there were a few blanks, like I didn't know when my grandparents got married, I didn't know the date of that. So I popped onto westmidlandsbmd.org.uk. Now that's a local version of the ukbmd.org.uk database. And I did a quick search for Annie Page and Horace Hingley. And I found throughout all the whole database there were four records that matched. Well, they matched the surnames, but there was only one for Horace Hingley and Annie F. Page. And from that, I was able to determine that they got married in 1942 in Raleigh Regis at St. Giles Church, and that the registers for that were stored at Sandwell Register Office. Using that information, I was able to go to my local archives and pull the parish records for Raleigh Regis St. Giles Church. And from that, I was able to pull their marriage certificate. And that was amazing, to actually see my grandparents' signatures on their marriage certificate. Brilliant, absolutely amazing feeling. I got a printout and it cost me 60 pence. I was able to then take that home and scan it in. And if you wanted to buy my family tree on ancestry.co.uk and you can see it, I think you can, I'm not sure, you'd be able to see their signatures. You'd be able to see my grandparents' marriage certificate. Absolutely brilliant. It's a damn sight cheaper to buy those parish certificates than to go to the government records office, or if you're doing it for ancestry, doing it for ancestry. A marriage certificate or death certificate from government records office will cost you £9.25. To get a certificate from your local council will cost you approximately a tenner, what it does do here. Getting one printed yourself from microfiche parish records, 60p. There's a big difference. Do the same thing for ancestry and it's £19. So here's a piece of advice. If you're on Ancestry and you find a government record reference number for a certificate that you want, don't buy it through Ancestry. Take the information, put it to one side, go to gro.gov.uk. It's the government records office. And you can use the same code information there to buy the certificate £10 cheaper. Gotta be right. Ancestry is also quite good because you can link to other family trees, because Ancestry itself is a collection of family trees. You can find other people who are also researching their family tree and where your family trees intersect. You can find things like photos and stories and all sorts of great stuff. So far I've been looking, as I say, since the end of last year, and I've not found anything so far. My thoughts are that I probably aren't related to the Noah Hingley that set up Hingley's in Netherton. I'm just not that lucky. Hints, tips, advice for people looking to start their own family tree. There are loads of guides out there. Go to sites like ancestry.co.uk. I know it's not particularly hackerish to go to a site which sells the service of being a genealogy site, but take their advice and use it yourself. So there's hints and guides about doing things like write down what you currently know and then talk to the people that are still alive in your family and get their information and record that. Don't forget to check out your local archives. They're a great source of information. For me, it's one of the things that got me hooked was when I visited my local archive and was able to pick up my grandparents' marriage certificate. That was amazing. There are plenty of free websites out there to assist you in researching your family tree. We've already spoken about freebmd.org.uk and ukbmd.org.uk. But you can also get access through your library to things like the 1911 census, or even to Ancestry itself using the UK library membership. My local library has got a library membership with Ancestry, which means I could use it to research things like passenger lists to the US and immigration records, that kind of thing, which I couldn't get to under my current level of membership. So I'd like to say thanks for listening. Hopefully that's given you all the information you need to start researching your own family trees. Thanks. Bye.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever considered recording a podcast, then visit our website to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club. HPR is funded by the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. All BinRev projects are proudly sponsored by Lunar Pages. From shared hosting to custom private clouds, go to lunarpages.com for all your hosting needs. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution, Share Alike, 3.0 license.